The shit show.
Yeah, that was a shit show.
Oh my God, Morgan, you look like sexy in your glasses tonight.
Oh my God, thank you. I couldn't decide if I should have them on or not. Here's the trick is that they're not prescription. I'm a total fraud, but I'm not a fraud because I think at this point I'm legally blind. Like on paper, I am legally blind, but these are blue light glasses.
Oh, they're blue light because you have prescription glasses. So you're not a fraud.
No, well, but these are fraudulent glasses, but.
Oh my God.
But fraudulent, I mean, in the name of beauty. So
fraudulent in the name of beauty. Well, so you know what's funny? Have you seen the documentary? Speaking of frauds, have you seen Fake Famous yet?
No.
Okay,
is it about us?
Is it about me and you? No, it's like about these it's like experimental, and they like buy a lot of followers on Instagram, and they like become these fake famous influencers and like get these brand deals. And it was making me think about the idea of like before social media, right? So before, there was always like Facebook and stuff, but before like now, like nobody's like Facebook famous anymore, but people used to be like Facebook famous.
I haven't heard like those words in forever. And it goes back to what we were talking about with Brittany on the last episode, is like people who become famous, like child actors and stuff like that, like back then, like when Britney was becoming famous, they didn't know that they were famous because they didn't have like a like solid metric to like measure it on. And now it's just, but you know what? Okay, Anthony, what's your thought on this? So there's so many people out there with so many followers that like, how much merit does a follower have nowadays? Like, I feel like with more people
are using the platforms, more people are getting followers in general, what merit does it actually have?
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're right.
The bigger the number, the less the merit. So it's like, what is like the threshold now? But
I think the threshold is that, like, I'm like feeling you remember when you felt sexually attracted to me when I came to Boston? Like, I'm feeling like sexually attracted to you tonight.
Really? I think it's the ring light.
So yeah, but you look like fuckable Topanga.
Do you know who like my teen like tingle was?
Your teen what?
My teen tingle, like who I would get like so turned on by, but when I was like a kid, was the lead singer in Dream Street.
Oh, fuck yeah. I think he's dead. He died from COVID.
What?
He died. No. Yeah, the Dream Street guy died. Chris or whatever.
No. Mm-hmm. No. Like when he would sing Down by Dreams, I would like, my heart would just like drop.
Is he dead, Andrew?
He died in June.
Oh my God.
No, that's awful.
He was literally singing about getting a boner. Do you know that's what Dream Street's about? Is about getting a boner.
It happens every time. There was another song by them that I just like got so, made me feel so good.
Sugar Rush.
But yeah. Oh, was it Sugar Rush?
Sugar Rush.
I don't know if it was that one. Hold on. I'm looking it up.
Speaking of Sugar Rushes, wanting to have sex with Topanga, you know, old school Facebook famous. We have an icon coming on the shit show today. Like literally
so
iconic. Tiff Bannister is on the shit show.
It's like a round of applause. I'm giving her a
round of applause. Welcome to the shit show, Tiff.
We are so excited to have you.
Yes. I don't know.
It's okay, Tiff.
Now, Tiff, do people ask you to do interviews a lot?
Kind of. I don't do that many anymore, though. But I did like one podcast like a month or two ago. But other than that, I don't really do anything crazy anymore.
I don't know. It is like podcasts. Like when I was first getting into it, and we talk about this like a good amount, I was definitely like so nervous because it's like a brand new platform that like many people aren't used to. Like,
yeah,
I think it's a little bit different than like getting on stage or like being behind a camera, but like being on a podcast.
Yeah.
Being on a podcast is just like a little different. Like you have to talk louder. You have to like enunciate. You have to like be on 110%. I think it's like more exhausting than
Not playing a role. You're just being yourself. Like,
right,
you're
which just sometimes is like harder.
Yeah. We're getting deep. So Tiff, anyway, we have like a long history, and it's so funny. My mind was like fuzzy, but when I announced on Instagram that you were coming on, it got immediately,
it blew up,
hundreds of shares. When do you remember being like, oh, okay. I'm kind of this like pseudo local going like on celebrity. Tri-state celebrity.
I was probably like 17 or 18, like when I was like posting on like Facebook and stuff like that. And then like, I got a lot of followers. And then, yeah, when I started going out, people started like asking for pictures and stuff. And it kind of just like blew up basically.
What do you think started it? Like, what was like the tipping point where you were like, what was it?
I was just like posting bikini pictures and stuff. And like, I don't know, I guess like back then it wasn't as popular to do that or something. So like a lot of people would just make a big deal about it. So yeah, I don't know. I just got like a lot of followers and then like people started recognizing me and it just kind of like.
For me, I think it was like your name. Like
yeah,
I remember
you have a
like
great name.
It was like Tiff Bannister X or I forget, or Tiff X Bannister. Like I forget exactly what it was, but like it was just like a known name.
Yeah.
Everywhere. So.
Well, yeah. Yeah, a lot of people started talking about me and then, yeah, and then I guess I was like trending or a lot of people knew my name and stuff. So it just kind of happened, but
yeah.
Now, so were you in high school or were you just graduating high school when that happened?
I was just graduating. Like, I'm pretty sure I wasn't like in college. So I was probably like a freshman in college or something around that time.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But I was like, grade, so I was probably like just turned 18 or something.
Now, what's funny to me is I remember, for example, like the what carnival was it? Like the St. Charles
St. Joan of St. Joan of Arc.
Was it St. Joan of Arc? And everybody would know that you were coming to the carnival and like everybody would be like, get in line for like it was literally like paparazzi at a certain extent.
That's true.
Yeah, no, some people will show me pictures from that carnival and they were like little kids and then now they're like older. It was kind of crazy.
And were you like, did you ever get annoyed by it or did you like it? Like at first, like, were you kind of like, I'm into the attention and like, this is fun. Or were you just kind of like, this is annoying. Why are people acting like they know me?
I liked it sometimes. It depends. Like, I think after I did porn, like people started getting even like worse. Like guys would just like try to touch me and stuff like that. And I didn't like that, obviously. I liked like getting to know people and stuff, but sometimes it could be a lot.
Yeah. Well, I remember specifically we were at the Miley Cyrus concert. That was bad, Tiff. Like there were so many people. And I remember looking at you and you have such a good sense of humor and it was kind of like it seemed a little bit funny to you. You were just trying to enjoy yourself. But then at a certain point, you looked like scared a little bit, like a little bit upset.
Well, yeah, when I was like trying to leave, it was like kind of annoying, I think, because like people kept trying to take pictures. And I think at some point I had to like get security or something. I don't know, because I could, like, couldn't even leave. Like,
because I drove you home that night. I remember I was like, OK, so we can't call a car. I drove you to Morristown.
Oh, OK. No, I know that was crazy. I remember that because it was like I think there was like another person there that was like YouTube famous or something. And like,
yeah, I was at that same concert and I remember hearing that Lo Anthony was there.
Oh, maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
So I felt like I had to call security too, and it was like crazy because it was like, I don't know, it was a lot.
I know, Jesus, like you needed like your own security team. You needed like a management squad there with you. It's fucking crazy. So you hit on something interesting there, though, by the way, when you were talking about men like coming up to you and touching you. There was such a devaluing, one, because you were famous, and two, because they looked at you as a sex symbol. What was that like?
I don't know. I didn't really like it. I mean, it's still kind of annoying to this day because, like, I mean, I don't know. Guys just suck in general. So they just, like, assume stuff, like, because of my past and everything. Like, they would just assume that I want to, like, have sex with them and stuff. So I was like, I don't like it. It's annoying.
I mean, I saw you tweeted the other night, which I liked, because you made your OnlyFans free for a little bit.
That was, like, a second account. I was going to try to do something else with it, but.
Yeah, so you were like, fuck men or something.
So when you go free on OnlyFans, is it kind of like a marketing and like a branding thing? Like,
well, some girls have like a fun and a free one, and the free one you would just like sell content, and like on the paid for like included, you know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay. I tried it, but I was like, I don't know. I think the paid one is better.
I mean, I would think so, just because like it means that people are like committed monthly to come back, like they're like committed fans. So obviously it makes more sense and you probably have like a margin to make money off of it. But like, what was that evolution going from like porn to like, well, posting on Facebook and Instagram and everything, and then porn and then like OnlyFans? Like, what was that like transition?
Well, Facebook. Yeah. When I did Facebook, it was kind of like, I was just like Facebook famous and stuff. And I didn't think I wanted to do porn or anything. Like I might have wanted to do like modeling or something, but then like, I don't know. I think somebody offered me to do porn and I was like, I mean, I guess I'll try it. Cause like I already had a following and stuff. So I tried it and I don't know. I didn't really like it, to be honest. Like, it's like really underpaid. And like, I don't know. I liked it at the beginning cause it was like exciting, but like after a little while, it's just like not fun anymore, basically. But I took a break from porn. Like I only did porn for like a year when I was like 2021. So I just started OnlyFans like a year ago in like quarantine because I was like bored. And I made like, a lot of money on it. So I was like, I guess I'll just keep doing it. So that's basically what happened. So I think I like OnlyFans the best, like better than porn
stuff. There's another porn star. I forget her name exactly. She, Lana something. And she, it was the same story. She was actually on, she was on Call Her Daddy and she was like dating this like other podcaster and she did the same thing. She was in porn and then she went to OnlyFans and she was like, I'm like, fuck porn. Like I'm making more money here with my own freedom. So might as well.
And then like, you can always like delete it whenever you want. Like, it's not like out there as much as like porn is and stuff. I don't know. You just get to like keep all your stuff. Like it's not like porn where you just like the company does it or whatever.
Totally. Now I have a question too. So I love this tweet that you put up the other day. You said how it started versus how it's going.
Oh yeah.
And the first one was the picture from a while ago and it was somebody literally sending you a death threat, like classic bullying.
Yeah.
And then you made like $100,000 on OnlyFans. That transition must be so unbelievably empowering, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to get really badly bullied. Like, I don't remember if you remember or not, but yeah, I got like girls and guys would be really mean to me. Like a lot of people would tell me to like kill myself when I was younger. Oh.
Jeez.
How did you deal with that? Because you have such a good sense of humor and it's like you never would have known. And it is dehumanizing to be that kind of, you know, sexual entity to some people. And then it's also, you know, people almost didn't put value on you. I felt like it was like you were a walking meme in a certain way.
Yeah. It used to really bother me, like when I was younger, like, cause people would call me like fat and ugly and stuff. And I used to like really like overthink it. And like, I was really skinny then, like really skinny. So I was like, I don't know. I was like, I don't think I'm fat, but then I'd like question, I don't know. It was like really bad. But then eventually, like I started just not caring what people thought and stuff. And then like, I was better after that, but for a little while it was kind of hard.
Yeah. Like you had to grow, like a thicker skin.
Yeah.
You know? Basically. You're putting yourself out there. I mean,
yeah, I guess you just have to like ignore that stuff and stuff.
What was the craziest way that you were recognized somewhere?
General, it's just like when I'm like out places and people, or sometimes people like don't, they used to like not even say anything to me and just like take pictures and like post it online and stuff.
Oh my God. It's like so violating.
Zoo animal stuff.
I know. Like, what's so mean? Why would you do that to Tiff?
Like someone did it. Like I was out at a bar in Philly the other day. Like, I guess like it was like an underground bar and someone like messaged me the next day and was like, you're so pretty. Like I loved seeing you last night and stuff. And I was like, I didn't even know who they were. Like they didn't even talk. Like, I don't know. People are weird like that.
People will do whatever, I guess. They just want to be noticed by you. And they were. And if they're listening, they'll hear that.
Yeah. Well, you have a lot of fans because people, when I put up the Q&A thing on my Instagram and then you reposted it, I got flooded with so many people. Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to like know Tiff Bannister or thinks that they know Tiff Bannister.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, so when you started doing porn, were you thinking like, okay, so like, this is it. Like I'm going to do this porn and everybody's going to see it and I'm just totally cool.
I don't know what I was thinking, to be honest. Like before I did porn, I wanted to be a teacher. So I was like, I can't really do porn and be a teacher, probably not.
Right. Well, that sounds like a really sexy scene.
I was like, you could be a teacher in porn. Yeah. I mean,
I wasn't sure, but then like, I don't know. Eventually I just decided to try it, I guess.
Do you remember your first like porn shot?
Yeah, I do. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. It was like a dare dorm thing. So it was like a dorm kind of scene. And like, I don't know. It was like, I think it was a threesome actually, like two guys. I don't know. But it was like,
was that your first threesome?
No, I think before porn, I was crazy too. So,
okay.
I'm not going to lie. I watched some of the scenes and I got turned on. So
I don't know. In general, it's like really weird, like with the camera and like all the people and stuff.
I have a question. So like when you enter the porn industry, do you get like trained or do they just kind of like throw you in and like tell you like the setting and like.
They don't train you basically. I mean, your agent can tell you some things, but like, I don't know. You basically have to like teach yourself basically. Like, I don't know. And like watch other scenes. Like I used to do that, like watch other girls. Cause a lot of it's like acting, like a lot of it's not real and stuff, obviously like in porn, like a lot of times they're coming, they're not coming. I mean, maybe some are, but a lot of time it's like just fake and stuff like that.
Now you literally were the epitome of like, you know, living like a rock star, fucking like a porn star, because you literally were a porn star. I mean, are a porn star, I guess.
Yeah.
But did you ever have an experience like on the porn set where you were like, oh, I could kind of see myself like vibing with this guy, like not while filming porn?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. A lot of guys are really interested in, and like also like you talk to them before you go on set. So it's basically like you're just like thrown in and you have no idea like about this person. So it's like, it was always like really weird for me because I was like, I don't know. I mean, sometimes you do talk a little, but like basically you just like get thrown in. So I didn't really like that because it's like, I don't know, it's just like too fast. But
yeah, like what if you don't have chemistry with this person? Like what if they smell bad? Or like what if like you just like don't have that, like, I don't know.
No, yeah, a lot of times I actually honestly did it. And so I was like, you just have to like pretend and like do your best basically. But I think that might've been like one or two times, but not like a lot of times. Cause I like rough sex. So this one guy was like really rough. So I liked that. But other than that, like, yeah, I don't know.
I wish you would do a scene, or if you could somehow do it. I love Bruce Venture. Do you know who Bruce Venture is?
I feel like maybe I did do a scene. I don't know. What does he look like? I'm trying to think right now.
He's like really tall. He's like hot. He's got this like Greek chiseled face. I'll send you a pic of him. But the thing that everybody likes about him is his penis is really, really big, but it's like two different colors. Like the end of his penis is like lighter than the rest of it. And he does like really rough scenes.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look it up. I don't know. This name sounds familiar, but I don't remember if I did a scene or not. I'll have to look him up and see.
Now, I want to know too, like when you're filming like a porn scene, and like, does the camera ever get so close to a certain area that you're like, wait, back that up a little bit? But then you remember like you're filming porn, so you can't really tell them to do that.
So, I mean, I don't know. Usually don't think about, I mean, like you do, but like, yeah, I don't know. I never really thought about it like that, but. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
I was going to say, Anthony, that's such a specific question. Yeah.
Well, because I always think about like the idea that like sometimes like if I'm having sex with somebody, I'm like, I could like really like do this. But that like there's certain areas where I'm like, if I were being filmed, like I'd be like, whoa, back up in that part of me.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I like got used to it that I don't really like think about it. Or have you filmed with like guys you've been with or no?
No, I've never filmed anything. But I've taken like pictures to like send to guys. My mom the other day was like, you don't like take pictures of your dick and like send it to guys. And I was like, well, yeah, like everybody does stuff like that. But then I was like, well, even if my dick pic got like leaked, like I wouldn't care like at all.
Well, okay, so from what Anthony's shown me and told me, his face is never in it, so you never know it's him.
Yeah, that's true.
Morgan, you liked my penis though.
Yeah, so he showed me at like this nice Italian restaurant, like he showed me a dick pic, and I was like, I was like, wow, Anthony. Andrew, so those like, of you listening, I was like mouthful like chicken parm, and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, wait, why did you show her at an Italian restaurant?
It was just us and we were drunk.
Well, I was looking at a breadstick and I was like, this breadstick is so phallic, and it just reminded me of my penis. So I just had to show it to Morgan. Now, Andrew, you have like fangirl out about
Tiff. Yeah. So Tiff, you would not remember this at all. But a week after I made a Twitter in 2013, I tweeted Amanda Bynes was about to go into court for the first time. And I tweeted that, like, I hope, like, red lobsters come out when she goes to court. A few people retweeted it, whatever. And then I saw you retweeted it. And then I literally was, like, shaking for the rest of the day. Your impact, like, you were such a celebrity.
Yeah.
To, like, everybody at Bishop Eustace around the South Jersey area. You meant the world. I was like, oh, my God. Like Beyonce just retweeted me essentially, you know? And so it was just like the biggest fan moment for me ever. So
Andrew, are there any questions you want to ask Tiffany?
I mean, like, I don't know. It just like, it must be so weird to have like grown up as like a celebrity to like have like a line of people like waiting to take pictures with you. And so it's just like, how does that like today, like how does that impact you? Like growing up.
Like I said, I don't think it really impacted me. I mean, it doesn't happen as much anymore. It still does happen, but like when I was in it, it was really crazy. Like I did feel like kind of like a celebrity because I felt like I couldn't go like anywhere without people like talking to me, asking for pictures and stuff. Like it was really crazy at one point. Like, yeah, it was like everywhere I went. It was a lot.
But it must have been like very distressing to have like lines of people like adoring you, like wanting to take pictures, whatever. But then on the flip side, getting like these death threats and these awful
horribly bullied. Yeah.
Awful. So yeah. It's just like to have like both of those things and like, it's just for like a young person just to deal with. I mean, I'll give you props.
Thank you. Like I said, it was bad at the beginning, but then eventually I was just like, I guess I just got used to it. Or
I was going to say, like, at what point did it like taper off, or did it taper off, or did you just become like desensitized to what was going on?
Like when I was in the porn industry, I was like traveling a lot. So I was like in Florida a lot and like LA and stuff. So I wasn't like really around the area. Well, I started dating my ex of like 3 years when I was in porn, like when I first got in. So I was with him for like 3 years. So like, I was still posting stuff about porn when I was in it, but like after that, I kind of like stayed like low key, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like, I wasn't like as posting as much. So I guess like that's when I kind of tapered off. And then I don't know. I mean, I've kind of gone back and forth with social media, like posting or not posting and stuff like that. But right. Yeah, basically what happened.
What's the craziest fetish that you've come across? Because I know that on OnlyFans, do you do the paid DMs, like where people can request?
This one guy wanted me to like wear like a stocking like over my face.
Oh my God.
Like have stockings on me too and like be like licking my toes or something like that. It was really weird. And then also like, I guess like people want you to pee on, well, that's like more in real life, but people want you to pee on them, but I never did that.
You never peed on anybody? Why not? That sounds like so much fun.
I don't know. I don't know. This one guy would want me to, but I don't know. I just never got into, I don't know. I feel like it's weird, but maybe I would.
Yeah. I mean, so does anybody ever have fart fetishes? Like they want you to fart on them?
People have asked for that too, but I never did that because I feel doing that. Like, I don't know.
So they ask for like you to fart through like OnlyFans?
Yeah. Like a video, but like, I can't make myself, oh, that's weird.
I feel like if you have a fart fetish, like you want to like smell it, not just like hear it.
Wouldn't you want to smell the fart?
I guess. I don't really know. But they have asked, there have been people that asked that. And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't done it because I don't know.
What do you wish was less stigmatized about sex work and that people could understand about it in order for there to just be less of a, you know, societal stain on it?
I guess that's like an actual job and stuff. And that like, I mean, I don't know, like girls that have sex, like important stuff. Like, I mean, it's just a job. It's literally like just work. Like, I know it's still sex, but it's not like you usually like those people or anything. And we're all tested and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's not like it's dirty. I mean, I still get tested all the time just because like, it's good to get tested and stuff like that. But like, I don't know. I would say like, that's an actual job and stuff. And I don't know. A lot of people think that you can't do anything like other than it or like after it and stuff. And I think that's like not true and stuff. So I don't know. A lot of people like, if I say I do other things, like they just don't believe it and stuff. So I don't know. It's like people are crazy.
Well, what other like hobbies or jobs have you had besides?
I own like how me and my grandma rent out and I like have investments.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. I mean, that's smart, you know?
Yeah. So I don't know. I tell people that sometimes they're like, oh no, you just do OnlyFans. Like you're a whore. You're going to have no money and stuff like that. And people say stuff like that. And then I just block them usually, but.
Yeah, I mean, you got to utilize that block button to your advantage because it's just like, at the end of the day, it's like, why are you so worried about my life choices as Tiff Bannister or as anybody? It's like, you're the one who's taking the time to send me a message about it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting, in my opinion, how people treat, you know, sex workers. And I think that I wish people could understand that it was not only is it just a job, I think it should be celebrated in certain extents because it's such power over your body, first of all. Mm-hmm. And second of all, it's like, why is sex such a big deal? Like, why is it that big of a deal in any facet?
Like, no, I mean, like, and I'm just like making money off of it. So it's like, I don't know. I guess some people just, or I guess a lot of males don't like it because women are making money, I think, and stuff like that. I don't really know.
No, but it's like weird because it's like, we're all consumers of sex work, you know, of porn and OnlyFans and all these different things. And so it's like, why are we talking shit about the actual people that supply that? You know, we're all consuming it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Totally.
It's a lot like Britney.
Yeah, it is a lot like Britney. Now, Tiff, have you ever thought about this? Have you ever thought about directing porn? I feel like you'd be a good director.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how I would get into that. But yeah, I think me and my friend were talking before about like making some kind of site like OnlyFans, like so girls could join it, but you could just like make money off of it. I know a lot of people do that. Like they start directing or they do stuff like that. But I don't know. Maybe I would, but I don't really know.
Good question, Anne.
Yeah, because I think that Tiff would be good at that. I think she'd be good at that because you're creative. Now, if you didn't do sex work and you were a teacher, what kind of teacher do you think you'd be? Would you be strict?
I don't know. I wanted to be a kindergarten teacher because I love kids. I want kids still, but hopefully soon. But if I meet someone good, because a lot of guys are bad. Like,
tell me your craziest guy story, like breakup story, like heartbreak. Tell me.
Just an absolute shit show.
Last guy I met, I was dating, was really bad. He's a Leo. I don't know what your guy's sign is, but.
Oh, God.
Morgan's a Leo.
It was nice getting to know you. Bye. I'm a Leo. But I'm a girl Leo. It's different.
Yeah, guys are different, but yeah, he was a piece of shit, and he's like a narcissist, and like he was like an alcoholic. Like, he would black out every night, and he would like pee in the bed, which is gross.
Not on you.
Not on you.
He had a pee fetish.
But yeah, he like cheated on me. I like spent thousands of dollars on him. Like, I helped him with a lot. Like, he had a DUI, and like I helped him, and I did like a lot of stuff for him, and he was just like a douchebag to me. And
how'd you meet him?
I met him at Rolling Loud in Miami. It's like a festival. Yeah. But yeah, the sex was really good. So I think Leos are good at sex. But other than that, he was not good. And when I got in an accident, like in July, and my car caught on fire and stuff.
Oh,
and it was really scary. Like, I was in it. And I had to like,
oh my God, you were in the car while it was on fire.
Yeah, I ran into a car and it caught on fire. And I was like, oh my God, I was so scared. And then I eventually stopped the car and got out and I called 911. And
this girl is on fire. Yeah.
It was really scary. But yeah, I told him, and he said, like, send pics. Like, that's all he said. Like, he didn't even like care.
Send pics
about the car crash was said. So he still wanted sex for his
pics of the car. Like,
he still wanted nudes. What an asshole.
He wanted nudes during the car crash. Are we kidding?
He's a fire fetish. He's a Leo. This makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, but no, now he has a girlfriend, but he's still on my OnlyFans. So, like, I don't know. He's crazy.
Tiff, you just were so meta. I mean, that is like a world that we can't even begin to understand. Like that's like, oh yeah, like
we're
he has a new girlfriend,
like,
but he still follows my OnlyFans. Like, that's like us saying, like, oh, like he hates me, but he still views my Instagram stories.
Yeah, that's our version of it. Yeah.
Now, how has this all affected your, like, were you able to date normally at all between like 17 and 20?
I mean, I was still talking to guys, but I don't think I had like a serious, like my first like real serious one was the one in like porn, like when I first started porn. So I guess I was like 20-21 when I had like my first serious one. I mean, I talked to guys before then, but I don't know, guys have always just been like assholes.
Yeah. Wait, so what did like your boyfriends think of you doing porn? Were they okay with it? Did they get kind of jealous? Did they want to join?
Yeah, I only had one when I was in it. And he was like really supportive. Like, his family was too. Like, his grandpa used to jerk off to me, which is kind of.
Oh my God.
His grandpa used to jerk off to you, did you just say?
Yeah.
And they would tell
I'm
you
freaking
this.
Out.
They would tell you this.
His mom told me, because like I was really close with his mom, but his grandpa was like, he loved porn.
Well, so your ex-boyfriend and his grandfather just had a really great bond.
I guess
I'd say.
So I don't. Like, I don't know, his like grandma and grandpa were kind of like assholes, like to them, you know what I mean? Like to him and his sister, but they like liked me, I guess. I don't know. It was weird.
Now, did it affect your friendships? Like, did you have like friend falling outs that were like, Tiff, it's so annoying, I can't even go in public with you because we're getting hounded?
If anything, like my one girl best friend at the time, like I felt like she kind of like used me, you know what I mean? For like clout, but I'm not friends with her anymore, but I think it was more like that than like people not wanting to be my friend.
You felt used. That's so sad, Tiff. You got to give yourself more. I mean, maybe you do give yourself credit, but you really got to give yourself credit because you were, you know, somebody who just everybody talked about. And it was like I said before, like a walking meme, and you took it with such stride and grace. And it's like, you know, you should be proud of yourself for that.
I don't want to leave Tip, but I wanted to get a glass of wine. Wait, so Tip, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, I don't drink, smoke, or do drugs. I've never done any.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, my mom was not.
Oh, gotcha. I actually think I knew that just like from when we were like younger.
Maybe I know, but yeah.
Right.
Well, you've never touched this stuff ever.
I mean, I had like a sip of alcohol before, but I never like smoked or did drugs, and I never like been drunk. So.
Wow. Good for you. I mean, I think that's probably a misconception too, that people feel about you. Oh. Like, people must think that you like drink and stuff and do drugs.
Yeah. I mean, people think that about porn too, but on porn, you definitely can't do that either. Cause like they wouldn't want someone like that on set and stuff, like, cause it's like a job and stuff.
So is it like a really professional setting when you, I mean, obviously you're having sex, but it's like a professional setting. Like, you go in, you slate.
as long as you have like an agent and stuff, like they're like big companies. So yeah, it's like pretty like professional.
What was the best company you worked with?
Probably say like Naughty America. They were like really nice, I feel like.
That's the video I watched of you earlier today. Oh. Naughty America.
I didn't like my agent though. My agent wasn't really nice. She was a girl and she was like just kind of a bitch.
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Now, did a lot of porn stars share the same agent?
There's like a few different agents, but yeah, you share it with like a good amount of girls.
Okay. Interesting. Now, do you feel like, for example, you were in high school, did you used to send, cause like, I'm trying to remember when you initially became famous on Facebook, etc. Was it because, so you were doing bikini pics, were you sending nude pictures to people also?
I think so. When I was younger, I did like send nudes and I got on like You Got Posted. Do you remember that website?
No. Okay. What tell was us. It?
You Got Posted. It was like a website a guy made of girls' nudes. And like some of them were underage, so he got in a lot of trouble for it. But like,
oh my God, that's
somebody posted my nudes on there before.
Oh my God. So was that how it kind of blew up?
Probably was. Yeah. I don't really remember what happened. And then I used to do like implied nudes, but I don't remember if I ever did nudes. Maybe a little, but like before porn, but I don't really remember.
Wait, did you say implied nudes?
Yeah. Like, I mean, like I would have my shirt off and do this, but not like nude. You know what I mean?
Oh,
okay. Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Me too. That's like, I like that too.
About it. I don't know. I think it's because people weren't doing it back in those days. Like, I don't know.
Now, did teachers know that you were like such a big deal outside of school?
I think one time actually in one of my teaching classes, like a teacher messaged me and said like someone told them or something and I should like stop or something like that. Like stop doing it if I want to be a teacher or something like that.
Now, let me ask you this too. So like you were somebody that like you obviously talk about kind of, I kind of felt like when we were in the car together talking about it, you didn't seem to have like that much adult mentorship growing up. Am I wrong? I
grew up with my great grandma.
Okay.
So I was close with her, but yeah, I was basically like, she let me do whatever I wanted. So, but then when she passed away, I lived with my grandma and she's just like really bossy and like not good. So like I eventually moved out with her, but yeah, I never had like, yeah, I guess like a lot of guidance, like you said, or whatever.
So when did you like move out and when were you like completely on your own?
I was pretty young. I think like 20 or 21.
Did you find yourself kind of like having to be like your own adult figure a lot?
Well, I saw what happened with my birth mom that was an alcoholic. That's why I like never did anything bad like that. But yeah, as far as like porn and stuff goes, I don't know. I kind of just like, yeah, I guess I was my own adult figure. I don't really know how to think about it.
I mean, I think that's strong. A lot of people like just like will lean on people, which is good. Like, it's good to have mentors too. But like doing what you want to fucking do is also like, there's a lot of respect in that as well. And I think that's like, I think that's why you're such a phenomenon is because like, you really had this mentality of just like, I don't give a fuck like what anyone thinks, even if you did a little bit, but like you just seemed like such a confident person, like no matter what.
And it was weird because like in high school, I was like really shy too. Like I didn't talk to like anyone. So I think a lot of people, like when I started doing stuff like that, they were like, what? Like they didn't know I was like that, but I think it just like posting stuff online and then it just kind of like happened. But
I don't want you to take this the wrong way, but like, was there anyone that sat down with you and like took the time to actually get to know you when you were just posting pictures on like Facebook and became like this like image? Like, was there anyone that just like sat you down and they were like, I want to get to know like the real you, like not the pictures, like not what we see?
I mean, I kind of felt like, I mean, I don't want to answer for Tiff, but like, I kind of felt like we had a connection. Cause I remember that night when I drove you home, I remember being like, holy fuck, like treat this girl with like some respect. And we had some nice conversations in the car and I felt like we had a relationship that was very like, you know, cloudy. It was just like, we were just chilling.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, when they meet me, like they would realize like I'm a normal person, but, and basically stuff like that. But some people, yeah, we're still like, yeah, I wouldn't see past it. But a lot of people, yeah, I feel like once they got to know me, they realized like I'm just a normal person and stuff like that.
So you mentioned star signs. What is yours? Yes,
I'm a Virgo.
Oh my God. Tell me some qualities of Virgo. Cause I was just talking to a guy who was a Virgo and I looked up Cancer Virgo compatibility and it was amazing, but
it's good,
it didn't
seem
like it was like going anywhere.
Well, it also depends on like your moon and your rising and stuff. I don't know how much.
You study this too?
Well, my best friend, she's like super into it. So yeah, she got me into it.
I love it. Yeah.
But okay. I don't know. A lot of them are like really like clean and like one of them like independent. I think homebodies. Like I'm definitely a homebody.
Yeah,
Virgos are. I don't know. A lot of people think sometimes like they're bitches or like judgmental, but I don't think I am or people are. But so maybe sometimes they are.
Virgos that I know, I was raised by a Virgo. And what I've seen, like most Virgos that I've gotten to know, they seem like very analytical, like smart, quick, and like honest.
Yeah, I think that's right. I guess it depends on like everyone's different, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. And the rising and the moon.
Like, you know, you're rising and your moon or you don't?
So yeah, no, I do. So my horoscope, I'm a Leo. My rising is Virgo and my moon sign is Capricorn.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm like the opposite because I'm Virgo and then my moon is Aries and my rising is Leo.
Oh, so we're like fire and earth, like switch.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Does Anthony know or Anthony doesn't really know?
Yeah, Anthony knows.
I'm a Cancer with a Scorpio rising and a Leo moon.
Oh, okay. That's good too, I think.
I feel like that's like a crazy, I love it.
Wild combination.
It's a wild like trifecta.
Yeah.
Now, Tiff, did you take care of your brother growing up?
I don't know. We were like kind of close, but yeah, I didn't like raise him like my grandma did, but I was like there for him a lot. I don't know. Like I said, my grandma's kind of crazy. So like, I don't know. I guess like I was there for him and stuff like that, but yeah, we eventually kind of like weren't as close. I mean, we're definitely not as close now, but he's like 18 or 19, but
he's young.
Yeah. He's a lot younger than me. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember talking to you about your little brother and you were like worried about your little brother or something. And I was like, that's so nice that you like have a youngling that's, you know.
No, I've always told him not to do bad, like drinking and drugs and stuff. But I think he does some things, but he's not going to listen. But
yeah, I mean, at that age, like you really can't get people to fucking listen to you. Like they're going to do whatever they want to do.
Wait, so Tiff, what's like your everyday like when you wake up? Are you like an early morning person? Do you like sleeping in? Walk us through like your everyday life.
I mean, it really just depends, but I usually don't do that much. Like I have a trainer. So I work out with my trainer Monday, Wednesday, Friday, like at 11. So I usually wake up like around 9 or 10 and do that. And then after that, I'll just like hang out with my friends. Or if I have to do something for OnlyFans, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I go to Florida a lot. I've been going to Florida a lot. Cause like this guy, like, I guess he's kind of like my sugar daddy. He lives in Florida. So I go down there a lot.
Tell us about that. I want to know everything about that. How does one secure sugar daddy? What does it entail?
I've been with mine for like years. He's from New York. He just moved to Florida like a year ago. Yeah, he has like fetishes, so it's like kind of more fetish stuff. Like it's not like sex or anything.
Well, what's the fetish? What are like
he likes like dressing up in like lingerie.
Oh, nice, normal stuff.
Yeah,
I guess. Well, I don't know. I'm like being like spanked and stuff like that. Like I guess like control or like dominatrix kind of stuff. You know.
Oh, so do you know a lot about like BDSM?
He doesn't like anything too hardcore, but he just basically just likes like being controlled and like stuff like that. But
and
yeah.
Do you call him like a bad bad boy? Are you like you piece of shit bad boy? Like do you tell him? Listen.
Sometimes I tell him he's like a bad boy, but I usually don't call him piece of shit. Maybe sometimes, but. Yeah, I don't know. I just do whatever. I don't know. He kind of just likes like cuddling too and stuff. Like it's nothing like crazy.
Oh, but, that's companionship.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. His wife died like a few years ago.
Oh God. It's horrible.
Yeah, pretty old, but yeah, but he's really nice.
Aw, Tiff, you're doing a good, that's a good deed, I would say.
Yeah.
No, Tiff is compassionate and she's a cat and I'm a cat person. Like look at this lion. I love cats.
Yeah, they're the best.
Now, what is like the nicest thing that you've gotten from a sugar daddy?
I mean, I don't know. My sugar daddy sends me like flowers and chocolates and stuff on my birthday or on like Valentine's Day and stuff. And I think that's really nice. Like my ex wouldn't even do that. So like, I think that's nice that he does that.
This ex is horrible. You're thinking about him a lot. I can tell.
No, yeah, no, I still talk to him. I need to stop talking to him, but
he still follows her OnlyFans. He's not her only fan anymore.
Car yesterday. He like messaged me, can you buy me a car?
You're kidding me.
No. And he has a girlfriend and stuff. He's like, can I have I need to find a sugar daddy or a sugar mama or stuff. I'm like, oh my God, he's crazy.
So would you ever consider a relationship with your sugar daddy?
Probably not. Cause he's like, I don't know. I'm just not attracted to him. He's like older and stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you ever do a scene with somebody that you were just like, I'm not attracted to this? I mean, I thought all the guys you were with were hot. What I like about porn is that I feel like people in porn look like people that you would see in a restaurant and be like, oh, I want to have sex with that person. You know what I mean? Because it's like you can have crushes on celebrities all you want, but I think it's hotter to want to fuck somebody who you just see down the street and you're like, that's the hot guy down the street or something.
Yeah. But a lot of them I just wasn't really attracted to. I don't know why. Maybe like, I don't know. Like I said, because I didn't really know them too. So it was just like weird. And then like some of the girls, I only did like a few girl, but a lot of them were like older and I don't really like older women like that. So it was like,
yes. People were asking me about your scissoring scene. What's the scissoring scene or something?
I don't know which one they're talking about, but I don't know. I did do some scenes with girls, so maybe it was one of those. But the one girl too, she was like a bitch. Like I can't remember, but I think it's because like I had a following and she didn't, and she was like mad at me. But like I had to do a scene with her, so it was like kind of awkward.
So Tiffany, what's like your ideal guy?
I don't really know. My type's kind of like all over. It'd be nice if a guy has money, since like I said, my ex has like no money, and like I don't like paying for people all the time. Like it'd be nice for someone to have money. Someone that's like nice and funny. I don't really know. I think it's just like about a connection and stuff like that, basically. Yeah. Yeah. And like obviously it would be good and stuff like that.
Yeah. I know.
What was the last thing you said? Love?
Good sex and love, yeah. Love.
Oh, you said good sex.
A little bit of both.
A little bit of love and good sex. I mean, yeah. why not? You can have like the double entendre and have everything. What is your biggest day-to-day struggle?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like struggle? I don't know. Why? What's yours? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Well, I think my
she throws it back on the podcasters.
Well, no, it's good to give. It's
good for her. I like her.
It's good to give an example, I think. I mean, okay, so my biggest day-to-day struggle is feeling, I get a lot of outside validation, I feel like. Like, I feel like I have a lot of people being like, oh, like, you're great at this, or you're great at this. I have a lot of validation, but I'm very insecure. You might not know it. I come off very confident. But
that's the Cancer in him, not the Leo.
Yeah, like my biggest day-to-day struggle is being like, like, the validation that you're giving me is only making me sometimes feel like I'm even more so not living up to what you think of me, actually.
Yeah.
That's my biggest day-to-day struggle.
Yeah, I feel like I might get the same way, because, like, I'm definitely, like, insecure, especially with, like, with OnlyFans, which I know it's, like, stupid because it's, like, porn, but, like, I'll overthink things and stuff like that. Well, I'm overthinker, so, yeah, I think that's what I do. And I also have, like, anxiety, so I guess, like, sometimes anxiety. I don't know. Those would probably be my struggles. I don't know.
What do you think, like, your anxiety stems from?
I don't really know. Like, I take medicine for it. My grandma made me, like, when I was younger, because it was, like, really bad. Like, I would, like, cry a lot. And I think it was, like, when I was, like, getting bullied and stuff, too. It was, like, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, that is a lot.
Yeah. But anxiety, I don't know. I mean, I think some people, I mean, a lot of people have anxiety. I don't really know what it stems from.
Did you ever ask for help when you were being bullied, or did you kind of feel like, because I've been watching Degrassi. I don't know if you ever watched Degrassi.
Yeah.
But there's always characters who, even when they ask for help, I feel like sometimes the teachers like almost feel like how the students who are bullying them feel. Did you ever ask for help from a teacher or?
I think I asked for help from like my grandma, but like she didn't really understand. Like in those times, like she didn't really understand what was going on and everything. Mm-hmm. So, but one time she did call the cops because someone was like really harassing me online. But I don't think they did anything. But yeah, I don't know. I think she tried to help. I would just like cry a lot and stuff. I don't know. I think she just like didn't really understand.
Right. Like, I feel like it's hard. Like at that point, all you probably needed was someone to just like listen. And like her first instinct was to call the cops, which is like not necessarily what you needed. Yeah. You just needed like a shoulder to cry on or like someone to listen, not a cop unless he's coming in for like a porn scene.
What do you wish that people knew about you that they don't know already?
I don't know. I mean, I usually just say that I'm just like a normal person and stuff like that. I don't know what else to say. I don't know.
You seem happy, Tiff.
Yeah, you seem like a happy person.
I'll say, yeah, I think I just, yeah, I'm a person. I just always happy, I guess. I don't know.
Good, good.
Well, you're a big Taylor Swift fan. And
so are you, yeah, right?
Yeah, we're both like giant Taylor Swift. We talked about it at the tour. I think it was like the Reputation tour a couple years ago. We were DMing back and forth about it.
I'm so sad. I was going to go to Lover, but it got canceled. So I don't know what's happening now.
What do you think that you would tell somebody who wants to break into the sex work industry? So like, let's say that I wanted to make an OnlyFans. How would I get started?
Anthony's asking for a friend.
Yeah, I would definitely say like do OnlyFans over porn, like I said, because it's like better money and better like control. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, really, you just have to like make one and start it and start posting stuff and like promoting. Like if you don't want to promote on your main page, like make a like another page. I think some people have a trouble though, because like if you don't have a following, you kind of have to like get people and stuff like that. I heard TikTok's really good though too, to like get people and stuff. I don't know, but basically that's what you have to do. And just like, I don't know, be like happy with what you're doing and stuff like that.
I think, yeah, you just need to be like present and you need to be okay with like letting guards down and just, you have to, I feel like if you're going to do this and break into this industry, you kind of have to go like full throttle 100%. Got that, yeah. Aunt?
If you're unsure about it, like you shouldn't do it probably.
What works on OnlyFans? Like is there content that you make that you're just like, okay, this works. This is what people like the most.
I think it depends on the person and stuff and your following. I don't know. I do like a lot of like solo stuff. And then like, I do like boy, girl, or girl, girl. I think a lot of them like boy, girl and stuff like that. I mean, they want me to do like crazy stuff, which I don't really do. Like it's usually just like normal stuff, but really you can just like do whatever you want and like interact with the fans. Like sometimes I answer messages and stuff. It depends
on that.
They like ask to meet in person and like, I don't want to do that. So like, I tell them no and stuff. And then they're like, I don't know.
How do you go about asking someone if they want to come on to like your OnlyFans? Is that like, am I following this right? Like you have people that you like collaborate with and like, how do you
they're usually
choose
like,
who you're going to pick. And then how do you ask them and propose it? And like, do they get a cut of whatever you make?
Girls, usually they'll reach out to me or I'll reach out to them. And it'll be like girls that already have an OnlyFans. And it's kind of like promotion. Like we're both like promoting each other because you like tag each other and stuff. So it's, they don't get a cut or anything. It's just like, we both like promote each other.
Cross promotion. Yeah. Makes sense.
So yeah, that's basically how it works. And then with guys, it's usually like whoever I'm talking, it's just like a point of view thing. It's nothing like crazy. Usually they don't show their face or anything. Yet.
What I think that guys do wrong in porn, because I follow some guys' OnlyFans. I think what they do wrong is they don't realize that, like, I follow this guy, Oliver Flynn. He does a great job. But the thing is, he puts a lot of girls in his scenes on his OnlyFans, and he will put the girl sometimes in focus. And I'm like, the reason why people are following your OnlyFans is for you, not for the girl that you're having sex with.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that a lot of male porn stars just don't understand that it's possible that their entire audience is gay men?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, there are some guys that definitely cater like better, like you're talking about, like more like about them than the girl. But yeah, I don't know why guys do that, to be honest. Like, yeah, I feel like they would focus on them, but I don't know. Maybe some of them don't think it's gay men. I don't really know what they think, honestly. Like, do you like message them usually or do you say stuff?
Well, one time I like requested a personal video from this guy, Oliver, and he just never replied to me, but I could tell he read my message and he said that he was taking requests.
Yeah.
And I tipped him and he never responded. I was like, that seems like bad juju.
A scam.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, but I don't know why he would do that. But yeah, I don't know, because a lot of guys ask me about starting an OnlyFans, but like I usually tell them like it's probably going to be gay guys and stuff. And sometimes they don't want to do that, I guess. I don't know. I guess it depends on the guy and stuff.
Yeah.
But do they do like gay porn on there? Like, is there guy on guy?
No, it's usually solo or like guy girl. But I've heard too that a lot of male porn stars are like a little homophobic and don't want guys looking at their stuff. It's like, unfortunately, if you're a guy porn star, it's likely that most of your audience is going to be gay men, not necessarily women.
Yeah, so I don't really know that much about the guy OnlyFans stuff.
Now, Tiff, where do you see yourself, let's say, in 5 years?
Hopefully in like Florida or somewhere like warmer, and hopefully like with kids maybe, because I wanted kids before 30, but I don't think that's gonna happen at this point because I'm already 28, so I don't know.
No, oh my god, you look great for 28.
I was gonna say you look amazing right now. You look unbelievable.
But yeah, other than that, I don't really know, honestly.
I feel like you're someone who just like takes it day by day. And I think that's a great way to be. I really do.
All right. So last question.
Okay.
if there was a celebrity that you could do a porn scene with, who would it be? Guy and girl.
Oh, great question.
Probably like Justin Bieber, because I like him.
Yeah. And what would you do to him in this scene? Like, how dirty would you go with him?
Oh my God. She should do Dom. Like, she should be the Dom with Justin Bieber.
Maybe. I don't know. We would probably just do a normal sex scene. I don't really know.
He should be like, oh, never mind. I was going to say, never mind.
What were you going
to
say?
I have to cut this out, though, Andrew. I was going to say she could be like his teacher.
Well, what's wrong with that? We made that joke like 50 times this episode.
I don't know. Oh, I would do. Probably Taylor Swift. I think she would do porn.
You want to do amazing.
You want to do, oh my God, that would be like a great scene. You and Taylor Swift and Justin Bieber as a threesome.
Yeah.
that would be iconic. That really would.
I don't know. I don't like a lot. Like, I'm not like super into celebrities like that. Like, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of people. Like, really all I listen to is like Taylor Swift and like pop.
Well, Tiff, it's been so great. It's been so great having here. And I hope that people listen and just, you're a funny, nice, normal person. And maybe part of the allure of you is that you're such an enigma. And so I'm curious as to see what people think when it's just like, I'm talking to, like, we're talking to Tiff, like she's just a normal human being.
Cause she is a normal human being.
Unless she's not. I'm just,
she's a, no, she is like extremely pleasant, and you just look so like nurturing. Like I'm watching you with like your cats and like, you're so nurturing.
Tiff, where can people find you? Social media, OnlyFans, where can they find you?
I think like basically all my stuff is like Tiffany X D U H H 1. I'm trying to think of this. That's like Instagram. Yeah. That's like Instagram. And I'm pretty sure. Yeah. My OnlyFans. So.
And you can find me at Anthony Lario on all social media and TikTok.
You can find me at morg, M-O-R-G underscore Lamada. And aww, thank you so much, Tiff.
Thank you. The shit
show. Yeah, that was a shit show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.